Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, I'm down here in Mullingar this week for my out and about. I'm at a conference which is called Table to Tech, and it's about everything from technology and how it'll influence the food landscape and how the food culture is changing, how we eat is changing. And I'm delighted to meet down here Charles Banks. He's a food futurist, at least that's what I'm calling him. He's also a fourth generation foodie, and he works with a company called The Food People. So maybe give us at a high level, where are we at now? We hear lots of talk about, you know, sustainability coming in, looking after the small farmer, how we package things, maybe how we waste food. All these issues kind of converge into a place that is ever-changing and in some cases somewhat chaotic.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of flux and change going on at the moment. The big drivers, as I talked about in my presentation today, were the environmental, social and environmental impact of food and drink, but also it's not just the planetary health, but also human health as well. And what we eat and drink has an enormous impact on human health and well-being. And in fact, a lot of the biggest challenges in human health can be attributable to the largely over-intensified and animal-centric diet that we have. So all of these forces are converging together to create, an industry that is at a point of reinvention, really.
If we go back to the small farmer, and again, we heard of some of them here today in Mullingar that are struggling to make ends meet. They're struggling to stay on the farm, to pass it over to their children who have no interest. In other words, is food too cheap? If those small farmers can't make a living, should we be paying them more? And as I heard one of the speakers there today saying, you know, they do more than just produce food.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the small family farm, it delivers far more to our cultural landscape than just food and drink provision. They're sort of part of our social and cultural fabric, maintaining traditions in the way that we produce food. They roll with the seasons. They keep practices alive that are actually very relevant for today's food industry. You know, we can take a lot of inspiration from the past. We heard speakers today talk about regenerative agriculture and agroforestry and permaculture, some of those types of terms, which are all actually about how we integrate people and food and animals and trees and woodland and wildlife into one ecosystem that works together. And actually, we're some of the more forward-thinking farmers and food producers are taking the elements of the past and sort of implementing that in a modern context. But you raise the point about, is food too cheap? And I think ultimately, it probably has got too cheap. You know, if you can buy two chickens for a fiver, then perhaps something has gone wrong. But over a number of generations, we're spending far less of the proportion of our disposable income on food compared to perhaps 40 or 50 years ago. And that's happened quite gradually over time. There's many different forces that have made that happen, but to change that now is very, very difficult because we've got used to, you know, buying our subscription movies and all sorts of other things in our life that we would consider as being important. How we move on from that space is a challenge. But there are, you know, communities, there are parts of our society that are very happy to engage with these producers that you're talking about, that actually place a higher value on food and drink. And I think what we need to do is spread that We need to educate next generations, and we need to see food and drink provision as not just a trade, but an exciting and dynamic career path.
Yeah. And finally then, Charles, can I ask you, and I know it's a difficult question, but where do we go from here in terms of what can we expect in terms of food trends and, I suppose, food disruptions that may be around the corner? What sort of things are in your head that might be coming at us?
I suppose a big one and a very topical one would probably be around cellular agriculture.
Artificially manufactured meat or proteins.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be meat, it could be fish, it could be dairy products, where the initial cells are taken from animals, but the actual protein is cultivated in in an artificial environment, a bioreactor, essentially. There are some major challenges around protein provision globally. Do I think that we're all going to switch into consuming 100% of a cellular agriculture diet? No, I don't. But do I think that it forms part of what is a complex and more fragmented mix of protein? Yes, I do. It has regulatory approval in some states in the US and in Singapore and in Israel, but it's also banned in some countries as well, which gives you a sense of how polarized the views are, quite rightly, around
it. Is it banned in UK and Ireland?
It's not banned, but it's not regulatory approved. There isn't a regulatory framework ledges that allows us to do that. And we expect I can't speak for Ireland, but I know that the incumbent UK government is quite pro-innovation in this space, and they're setting up what they call regulatory sandboxes, which means that there's a sort of a space where they can test regulation, and perhaps some partner businesses be able to take some limited products to market, and a safety review within 2 years, we would expect. So my view is on a 5 to 10 year horizon, we'll start to see the commercialization of those types of product.
And very finally, we all love to eat. Food is a social thing. It's so much more, as you say, than just a nutritional thing. Have you any fears that we might fall out of love with food as a society?
No. In summary, absolutely not. Because of the points you make, really, it is food and drink unifies us all. We've all got to do it. And it's so much more than just sustenance and the functional side of food and drink. It's cultures, it's family, it's love, it's emotion, it's all those far, far deeper things. So no, we won't be falling out of love with food and drink.
Good man. Charles Banks from The Food People, thanks for joining me here down in Mullingar today. I appreciate it.
A great pleasure to join you, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr,
brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.